When Hiranyakashipu understood the entire situation, he was extremely angry, and so much so that his body trembled. Thus he finally decided to kill his son Prahlad. Hiranyakashipu was by nature very cruel, and feeling insulted, he began hissing like a snake crumbled upon by someone's foot. His son Prahlad was peaceful, mild, and gentle. His senses were under control, and he stood before Hiranyakashipu with folded hands. According to Prahlad's age and behavior, he was not to be chastised. Yet with staring crooked eyes, Hiranyakashipu rebuked him with the following harsh words. Purport. When one is impotent, I don't know what this word. Impudent. What is this? When one is impudent toward a highly authorized devotee. When one is impudent toward a highly authorized devotee, one is punished by the laws of nature. The duration of his life is diminished, and he loses the blessings of superior persons and the results of pious activities. Hiranyakashipu, for example, had achieved such great power in the material world that he could subdue practically all the planetary systems in the universe, including the heavenly planets, Svargaloka. Yet now, because of his mistreatment of such a Vaishnava as Prahlad Maharaj, all the results of his tapasya diminished. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.4.46, Ayu Shriyam Yasho Dharmam Lokam Ashisha Evacha Hanti Shriyam Si Sarvani Pumsamahat Atikramaha. When one mistreats great souls, his lifespan, opulence, reputation, religion, possessions, and good fortune are all destroyed. Kopavesha chalat gatra putram hantamanutade chitva parush. Parushaya vacha praradam atat ahanam akeshamana papena titta shichena chakshusha prashraya vanantam dantam badanchalim avastitam sarpa pataha taiva shvasam prakriti daruna. When Hiranyakashipu understood the entire situation, he was extremely angry, so much so that his body trembled. Thus he finally decided to kill his son Prahlad. Hiranyakashipu was by nature very cruel and feeling insulted. He began hissing like a snake trampled upon by someone's foot. His son Prahlad was peaceful, mild, and gentle. His senses were under control, and he stood before Hiranyakashipu with folded hands. According to Prahlad's age and behavior, he was not to be chastised. Yet with staring crooked eyes, Hiranyakashipu rebuked him with the following harsh words. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Dasati Kauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, like every year before the Nisringa Chaturdasi, namely the celebration of the appearance day of Lord Nisringadev, we usually read from Srimad Bhagavatam from the 7th canto, where in a few chapters this whole history of Prahlad Maharaj, this wonderful great devotee, and the story of, and also the story of his father, demoniac father, namely Hiranyakashipu, is described, and then how Lord or Krishna in the form of half man, half lion, as Lord Nrisimhadev appeared to save and protect and inspire his great devotee, who was fully dependent, who was always fully dependent on Krishna. And so we know by hearing about our, for the conditioned soul who are here in the material world and struggle for existence and suffers completely because they are disconnected with Krishna, the best medicine for them is when they can hear, or when they hear and chant about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and his innumerable incarnations, and his devotees, and everything who is in connection with Krishna and devotional service. So by hearing such topics, such narrations about Krishna and his devotees and devotional service, it's the conditioned soul makes very quickly, or advances very quickly in spiritual life, and he becomes very much purified, and Krishna is very satisfied, and Krishna is ready to lift up the conditioned souls, or such devotees or persons who are trying to become his pure devotees and are depending completely on him. Then Krishna is ready to lift them up and bring them back to their constitutional position, namely as eternal servants, to his lotus feet, and he gives them the full mercy, namely he offers them service. Krishna gives to his devotees, or the mercy that Krishna bestows upon his devotees is that he makes arrangements, or he allows the devotees to serve him, to be engaged in devotional service. That's the real definition of the mercy. Because Prahlad Maharaj, this wonderful personality, although he was a young boy, the age of 5, he was very, very advanced in Krishna consciousness. And the reason is that he was listening and had association by listening also from with a great devotee, namely Narad Muni, who instructed him about spiritual life and everything about Krishna devotional service. And he was instructed while he was in the womb of his mother, and he was so serious and surrendered to his spiritual master when he was very young, he started to take up his process of devotional service very seriously, and he always chanted the glories about Krishna, heard about Krishna, and especially remembered the lotus feet of Krishna. For this we know Prahlad Maharaj is very famous. There are it's also stated by Prahlad Maharaj this famous verse: Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. It said there are nine how do you say kinds of process of devotional service, namely Shravanam, hearing, Kirtanam, chanting, Smaranam, remembering, and so on. And so there are different personalities who are famous that they achieve perfection by a single one of these process. For instance, there is Maharaj Parikshit. He is famous. He celebrated that he reached perfection only by hearing from his spiritual master Shukadeva Goswami. He's given as the example who reached perfection by the process of hearing. And Shukadeva Goswami, his spiritual master, he reached perfection by chanting, speaking about Krishna. And Prahlad Maharaj, he is famous for remembering the lotus feet of Krishna. And the next is Svaranam Padanam, Padasevanam is Lakshmi. Yes, Lakshmi. Then Padasevanam Vandanam Akrura, and then Vandanam Archanam Pritu Maharaj, Archanam Sakyam Archuna, and then is also Dasyam is Hanuman, I think, yeah. Hanuman and Satya Archuna and Atmini Vedanam, who surrender everything, completely surrender, is Ambarish, right? Bali Maharaj, yes. And Ambarish Maharaj, he is famous that he performed all the nine. But you can reach perfection by following one or all nine or a few of them. This process. So, but especially Prahlad Maharaj, because he was listening very attentively in the womb of his mother, therefore he could, also Prabhupada said, those who are carefully and attentive listening to their spiritual master, to the Shastras, to the authorities, they are capable to remember Krishna's lotus feet. And we know this is actually to always remember Krishna and never forget him. This is actually the essence of all the Vedic Shastras. It says that all other instructions that are given in the Shastras, there are subordinate to this instruction. Namely to always remember and never forget Krishna. So, and we can see that Prahlad Maharaj, because he was so fully engaged in devotional service, especially by remembering the lotus feet of Krishna, and also we can see that although he was only 5 years old, he was not satisfied with only remember Krishna. He was fully aware of the glories of Krishna. And he was not satisfied that all his friends, his boyfriends in the school, they were ignorant about Krishna, about the glories of Krishna. And he wanted to please Krishna by expanding, by propagating his glories for the satisfaction of Krishna and for the best, how do you say, for the greatest benefit of those where he was preaching, namely his school friends. And so we can see because he was engaged fully in devotional service in this way, chanting, hearing and remembering and preaching like anything, this way serving Krishna, and that means ultimately he was all fully surrendered to Krishna's lotus feet. He gave everything to Krishna, to his spiritual master, and therefore we can see that he had all these wonderful qualities. Vaishnava is famous that he has wonderful qualities, and especially somebody who is on the transcendental platform. It is to understand when somebody is engaged in bhakti yoga and devotional service, he automatically transcends the modes of nature and he is on the transcendental level. And so we can see the qualities are some of the qualities are listed here. The qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. It said he was very peaceful and mild and gentle, and his senses were completely under control. And he stood in front of Hiranyakashipu with folded hands. And in one sense, he was completely innocent. But above all, he remembered Krishna. And he was, by this we can see, because he was peaceful, he was without fear. He was completely fearless. And actually to be completely fearless, that you have no fear, that's only possible when you are on the liberated platform, when you are transcendental to this material world, to material life. It said that only somebody who has no fear in the material world, when he is crazy, or when he is liberated, when he is not on the bodily platform. It's also said that only two persons are happy in the material world, even while living in this material world, in the material body. So also those who are crazy and the devotees. But the point is, Prahlad Maharaj, he was completely connected with Krishna and with his spiritual master, and he had nothing to do with this bodily platform. He was not identifying himself with his material body, and he was not identifying himself with this horrible situation he was in. Namely, he was the child of the greatest demon of the universe. So, and we can see these qualities. Prahlad Maharaj manifested here. There are wonderful qualities. And on the other hand, his father, who was a complete demon, who was a hater of God, a hater of Vishnu. He had all bad qualities. His most bad quality was that he was insulting a pure Vaishnava, although it was his son. Prabhupada starts also the purport by this, and he is explaining and is quoting the Shastras, other parts of Srimad Bhagavatam, that when somebody is insulting Krishna, or what to say, when he is insulting his pure devotees, then he has signed his finish. It's only a question of time till he is spiritual and material bankrupt. So it said that when somebody is insulting highly authorized devotee, stated here, like Prahlad Maharaj, or the pure devotees, the spiritual master, or other advanced devotees, then he will be punished by the laws of nature, and his duration of life will diminish, and he will lose all the blessings that he he gets from higher authorities. Like we know, Hiranyakashipu, he had many blessings from Lord Brahma, many blessings. He was practical, immortal, and he was also he was performing great austerities and did this and that in order to get great power, and so because he had so many blessings, he was so powerful that he could subdue all the persons, even the great demigods in this universe, and he could control everything. He was so powerful, but it said when somebody or when a materialist, especially a demon, he can normally the this material world, it's meant, or normally it's the place of for the non-devotees, for the demons. Not the whole universe is meant for the demons, but actually normally it's meant for the non-devotees, and they can, and they in, and here they can forget Krishna, and they can do this and that and so on. We know they get punished, and they especially by old age, disease and death and rebirth again. In this way, that's they punished. They go up and down through the universe from one life, from one body to another body. That's their punishment. And the, above all, the greatest punishment is that they forget Krishna. They can't remember Krishna. And this is actually from the viewpoint of a devotee, that's the greatest suffering, when you cannot remember Krishna's lotus feet, when you are not connected with Krishna anymore. So so normally this material world is meant for these non-devotees, but for these non-devotees who are not qualified to live in the spiritual world, who have not this surrendered and submissive attitude toward Krishna and his pure devotees, because they have not these qualities, they are not qualified to live in the spiritual world, in the company of Krishna. Rather, they have to stay in the material world. This place is meant for them. But we know also that Krishna, because he is very merciful to all his part and parcels, namely the innumerable living entities who are living in the material world and suffer material life since time immemorial. He is aware that actually they don't get any bliss in life. That they suffer completely out of ignorance, and so Krishna is very merciful, and therefore he arranges also in the material world. He does not only create the material world so that these living entities who are not qualified to live in the spiritual world have a field for, how do you say, action, Tätigkeitsfeld, the field of action. How do you say? Like this? Yeah, they can get a material body with senses, and there are sense objects, and there is a place who they can reside, these different planets, and Krishna gives all these facilities so that and in this way maintains all his he's part and parcel of all the living entities, although they are not willing on a canon. To accept him to cooperate with him. But we can see also in the government, for instance, or the king, he is taking care, especially in a proper kingdom, of course, and not in Kali Yuga, they're taking care for the citizens, especially those who are behave like a civilized person, and are willingly and enthusiastically perform their duties, then they get supported and they get maintained by the and protected by the kings or by the government. But also those who are not ready to accept the king or the laws of the state as authority, and especially the criminal people, they also get maintained by the king, although they are put in jail in the prison house, but still they get some food, they get some living facility, and in this way they are maintained. But in this way also Krishna, all the living entities who are non-devotees, who have to live in the material world, Krishna maintains them and Krishna takes care of them. And Krishna is not satisfied by let them forever in this prison house in the material world. Krishna arranges Krishna gives also facilities that these conditioned souls can rectify themselves, develop these again these transcendental qualities Vaishnava is characterized by it, and so we know Krishna. For this reason, Krishna appears once a day of Brahma. Krishna appears as innumerable incarnations. Krishna arranges so that he incarnates himself as the Omkara, the Vedic, the Shastras, as the Vedas, and Krishna empowers special personalities, some living entities to perform wonderful activities, and also sometimes Krishna sends his eternal associates to the material world, for instance like Prahlad Maharaj or Narad Muni. He is actually in heaven of the spiritual world, but he by Krishna his service is to travel all over the universe in the material world around and encourage many conditioned souls to take up the process of bhakti yoga, and we can see this Narad Muni. He preaches to everywhere. He preaches everywhere to everybody. Sometimes he preaches to a snake. We know the story. He had once a snake. He was his disciple. And then there was Mrigari, the hunter. And then there was a child who was in the womb. He was not even born. He was in the womb of his mother, namely Prahlad Maharaj. And he was very clever and very intelligent. From outside, it appears that he takes care and protects the wife of Hiranyakashipu when he was somewhere in the mountain and to perform severe tapasya. And so from outside it seemed that he took care of his wife and protected them from the demigods. And he preached to her also, but actually he knew exactly that to preaching to Kalyadu, the wife of Hiranyakashipu, this is not a good, how would I say, she was not so intelligent. She would be not able to take these instructions and change her life and surrender to Krishna and give up the bad association from her husband. He was fully aware of this, but he was also completely aware that in the womb of Kalyadu was this great devotee Prahlad Maharaj. And actually when he was preaching to Kalyadu, actually he was preaching to Prahlad Maharaj. He was and this was his goal. And Prahlad Maharaj, he already to this time he accepted Narad Muni as his spiritual master, and of course Narad Muni Prahlad Maharaj also as his disciple. So in this way we can see that Krishna arranges so many things that the conditioned souls who are living in the material world get an opportunity to learn something about the eternal nature, about Krishna consciousness. They get some information about from the spiritual world, from Krishna, and they get the opportunity to learn the process of devotional service. So we have to understand this Leela of Lord Nrisingadev appearance, the appearance of Prahlad Maharaj, the appearance of Narad Muni, and even the appearance of Hiranyakashipu. There are so many by this one Leela, so many purposes are fulfilled. But actually we can see the point is when the devotees not only during this time when the Srinidev appeared and protected Prahlad Maharaj, saved Prahlad Maharaj and encouraged him, inspired him like anything, not only Prahlad Maharaj was fully benefited, get the full mercy, was in this way lifted out from the material world and brought back to this to Krishna's lotus feet, but all many thousands and millions of other people during this time, they also was benefited. Even Hiranyakashipu, this most demoniac person, and also his the followers of Hiranyakashipu, we see the picture that Hiranyakashipu, Nrisingadev appeared, and after he killed Hiranyakashipu, then all the soldiers and lifeguards and they attacked Lord Nrisingadev by the thousands and by millions, and Nrisingadev manifested thousands and thousands of arms with nails, and he you know the picture from the book, and he killed them all. Also those all of them, they get liberated, they have had an eternal benefit out of it, and so especially and then this was, we have to understand this was I think millions of years ago, but we can see that the great devotees, the devotees of Krishna and the devotees who are accepting this Prahlad Maharaj, this highly authorized devotee Vaishnava as their spiritual master, are ready to go in his
his footsteps and following him, and so all those devotees, these great devotees, they hear this story and repeat these stories, chant about the glories from this special Leela, this Prad Maharaj and the Sringadev. And so in this way it came down, and 5,000 years ago it was written down by Vyasadev, who compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. And we have to understand before also to all the Vaishnavas, who this story about Prahlad Narsingha, that was familiar to them. They have heard and chanted and remembered this pastime. And so, but we can see that Krishna arranges like this, that although it's Kali Yuga, and although people in Kali Yuga, they are not at all interested about spiritual life, and especially they have not one quality who would be the reason that they can receive transcendental knowledge, and also in the future render some devotional service to Krishna. But by Krishna's causeless mercy, especially by the special causeless mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his eternal associates like Srila Prabhupada, and also by Shukadeva Goswami, Veda Vyas, we have the Srimad Bhagavatam appeared, who is full with innumerable pastimes like this pastime, and by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and especially by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, these books are now or these pastimes, these transcendental narrations, they are available in many, many different languages all over the world, although it's Kali Yuga. And by the mercy of the inspiring devotees, especially by the mercy of the Sankirtan devotees, the most unqualified and degraded persons, even envy, even haters of Krishna, but mostly, in most cases, the innocent people in Kali Yuga who suffer like anything, but who are completely misled. Huh? Misguided, misled. Also, they are by the mercy of Krishna, and especially also by the mercy of these Sankirtan devotees, they get the opportunity to come in contact with Krishna. They get this great boon, this great gift, namely the books of Srila Prabhupada. Books of Srila Prabhupada means they get the pastimes of Krishna, and they get transcendental knowledge, and by receiving these books they are eternally benefited. And therefore when we go out, we have to understand, when we go on Sankirtan in this Kali Yuga, we should not expect it that now we are authorized devotees, and we have good qualities, and it's more or less authorized to go out and preach and approach people, and we should not expect that each and every person says yes and amen, we will tolerate you and your book distribution, and will agree with everything. We have to understand that when the Vaishnavas, we can see Prahlad Maharaj, he was even a child, he was completely innocent, but he was a great, great devotee of Krishna. And so, and he did nothing, he was only chanting, remembering and preaching about Krishna. There's no harm to anybody, and not only no harm, it is the best what the best thing who could happen for a person who came in contact with him, with such a personality. And so, but still, he had he got attacked, and he was brought in great troubles by his own father. But we can learn how he behaved. He was not disturbed. He was not disturbed, and he was not starting. He made not his father to his enemy, and he was not angry about him or becomes also envy about him. No, he was tolerating everything. You ready?
Yeah,
5 minutes. He was tolerating everything, but that means not that he stopped his preaching activity or his devotional service. He was even preaching to his demoniac father, especially when in the next verses when his father again asked him where he get his strength and why, what's the reason that he has no fear, he's completely fearless, and where he get this power from. And then he was even preaching to his father and calling him a great fool and blind this and blind that, and give him more or less the thought. He chastised him, but in a transcendental way, complete preaching spirit. So, in similar way, when we go out, of course, there are innumerable conditioned, innocent souls who are influenced by this demoniac society, who are influenced by Kali. But we have to learn the we have to adopt the qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. At least we have to go in his footsteps and become tolerant and remember Krishna and become completely fearless and tolerate the situation and go on and with preaching, and especially learn also the art of preaching, to presenting this Krishna consciousness, these books of Srila Prabhupada in a way that people cannot say no. They cannot restrain. They will not find any good ground reason to not take the books. And the point is when an innocent when a conditioned soul, although he is a non-devotee, but when he is innocent, when he is approached by a person, by a devotee who has so much good qualities, especially who can remember Krishna, this is the greatest quality, and he is without fear, and he is completely convinced, and he is very enthusiastic and very happy, and especially he is very determined, and also he is very expert to approach conditioned souls, people outside, and present the books of Srila Prabhupada here, and he is also very learned. Then when such a person approach people out of the street, or when they get approached by a devotee, then an innocent person, we have to understand, most people there are innocent, they are external, they have these bad habits, and they are brainwashed, and this and that bad qualities. But the devotee, he knows, he is not interested on the bad qualities or on this Kali Yuga mentality, he is interested on the spirit soul. He understands the spiritual soul. She is somehow embodied and therefore entangled here in this material world, and she does not get any bliss in life. And therefore the conditioned souls or the living entities, they're suffering like anything. And he has only one meditation, to please Krishna by bringing back, at least giving the opportunity to the conditioned souls to find the way back to the spiritual world. And the wonderful thing is, when we learn this simple art of presenting the books of Srila Prabhupada and distributing them, then it's for sure that each person who came in contact with the books of Srila Prabhupada, especially when they receive the books, that's only a question of time till they will not only find, they will go back to the spiritual world, because Krishna will take care of them in the form of these books, in the form of other devotees. He himself gives them the intelligence to understand more, to become more curious about spiritual life. He gives them the intelligence that they can understand they are only cheated here in the material world, especially in Kali Yuga, and there is no use to looking for happiness in the material world. Krishna takes care himself, and he empowers other devotees, and he arranges that they get more transcendental knowledge, and so on and so on. So our business is to serve Krishna by being fully engaged in such a service who is most desired by Krishna. And we know the desire of Krishna comes down through the disciplic succession to the spiritual master, to Srila Prabhupada and our present, our own spiritual masters. And especially the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of the Sankirtan movement. And the mood of the Sankirtan movement is to take up devotional service, take up the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Yuga Dharma, and simultaneously spread it all over the world, give it to others. And by engaging like this for one lifetime, it's for sure 100% granted that we will go back to the spiritual world. We may not go back, or we may not be able to go back to the spiritual world, but Krishna will drag us back to the spiritual world. That's for sure. So everyone else who cannot fully engage one life, through this Sankirtan movement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will continue in the future. It's no question. But those who are already initiated, who have heard so much transcendental knowledge, and get so much mercy of Krishna, they should be very carefully. Do not become interrupted by this on the way back to the spiritual world during one lifetime. There's also one devotee who was in Switzerland. He was visiting the temple. He came in the movement 82, the same, a little later than me. And then he was in the movement for about, I think, 5 years. He was in the movement. And then he went away, but he was not banging the door when he went out. In other words, he was not a very horrible future. I have to go to the lower, to the hellish planet and suffer like anything. And so, in this way, the people who get this transcendental knowledge, who get the holy name, in this way they became the chance to correct themselves. And those who are really intelligent, they immediately go further and give up sinful activities and start the process of devotional service and looking for the devotees. And when they are looking for the devotees, the only real devotees there are existing, they have taken shelter in this in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. And so those who understand their situation in the material world in this age of Kali and the glories of devotional service and who are really sincere and determined to reach the highest perfection, to go back to the spiritual world, they join to this Sankirtan movement. And so we can see that it was not enough for Achamil that he hears that he had heard the conversation between the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas. Later on, when he heard this, he became very regretful and gave up completely sinful activities. And then he made a great endeavor to reach the highest perfection. And this is also for us the same. When we have to understand, formerly we was completely Achamil, complete Achamils. And now somehow we are picked up, we get this transcendental knowledge, the Krishna and his devotees, Prabhupada's books, and so we are picked up from this from the material world, from Kali Yuga, and are now living in the association of the devotees. And Prabhupada always, many times when he is quoting Achamil, he always warns the devotees they should not be unaufmerksam, unattentively. They should be very careful. Do not commit again sinful activities. Do not become polluted again by these Kali Yuga sinful activities. And always live in the association of the devotees. Strictly follow the four regulative principles and always chant the holy name and serve the holy name. And therefore, actually, this story is very important for the Vaishnavas, because it shows exactly what will happen when you fall down. What will happen? We can see Achamil, after he heard this conversation, he became very sincere and he didn't make any compromise anymore. And actually, when we came to this Krishna conscious movement, when we chose a spiritual master, and get initiated by him, and then when we make the vow, we do not perform any sinful activities anymore, we will chant the holy name, we will remain in association of the devotees and serve Krishna in this Sankirtan movement. We have to understand, at this point we are actually on the point where Achamil heard this conversation and was going to Hardwar to the Bhakta program. With other words, the Bhakta program starts for us Achamil was going to Hardwar, and for us means to going to the Bhakta program, and then we became initiated, and then Prabhupada always confirmed this and stressed this point, that when you are in this Krishna conscious movement, when you never leave this movement, chant always the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, do not commit any sinful activities and offense anymore, then it's for sure that you will go back to the spiritual world. Actually, as soon as you start this process, or you came to Krishna conscious movement, you are actually already back to Godhead. The only thing is that we have to stay. And in order to stay, we have to always chant the holy name and serve the holy name. And in order to do this, We must be very humble, and in order to be always to be humble, we have to understand we are not this body. That's the point. With other words, all when as soon as you think you are your body, even when you are a devotee and are in the Krishna conscious movement, and you may be initiated, you may be in the movement for 10 years or for 30 years or for 2-3 months or whatsoever, but when you somehow became bewildered and you think you identify yourself with this material body, you are thinking you are this material body or the senses of this body I have to satisfy, and or you're looking for sense objects, isn't that means or in this way, as soon you have this understanding or this mentality, then you are a very good candidate to become polluted again by Kali Yuga, or especially by the sinful activities who are going on out there. Therefore, it's very important for all the devotees to become very learned, to learn the philosophy, to perform very nice sadhana regularly every day, and let them guide by the authorities, especially by the spiritual master, in order to be 20. When you are in the spiritual world, or with other words, when you are living in this in the Sankirtan movement, in this Krishna conscious movement, there is nothing else to do than to be engaged in Krishna service. Maybe we have not realized it completely, that we are serving Krishna, we are connected with Krishna. All the activities we are performing are in accordance with Krishna's desire, and therefore are complete spiritual activities. And because we are not pure in the heart, contaminated, or we have still some anyway. Therefore, we cannot, we do not enjoy a great spiritual happiness. But when we go on with this process, we become more and more purified, and we will understand, or we can experience great pleasure in Krishna's service, not material pleasure. We will experience great ananda, transcendental happiness. And so, therefore, we should not think, no, in the future I will become a sincere devotee, I will make progress, I will become very strict. No, that's very dangerous. We should always, actually, at that point, when you go to the temple, when you say I want to go back to the spiritual world, then simultaneously you should also accept or decide. Yeah, you should decide and be very determined to give up all the material life completely, especially all the sinful activities. And you should make the vow, you will only serve Krishna, everything for Krishna, for the spiritual master and for devotees, and nothing for me. You should say, everything for Krishna, nothing for me. Of course, when you do this, then Krishna will give you so much more than you can take. But we in order to stay in this Krishna conscious movement, we must have this determination. We should always check out yourself if we are engaged in accordance with Krishna's desire, with Krishna's plan, and therefore that's also very simple. When we have a spiritual master, because the spiritual master gives exactly instructions how to be engaged in devotional service, what to do, what not to do, and how to be engaged. And so in this way, when we simply follow the instructions of the spiritual master, we we become purified, we can remain in this Krishna conscious society, and we will go back to the spiritual world in one life. As soon as we give up the material body, we will go back to the spiritual world. And although we may have performed in the past, before we came in this movement, a complete sinful life like Achamil, but it said also before, Shukadeva Goswami was telling this story, that persons who are engaged in devotional service, even when they do not reach the highest perfection or the ultimate goal, but when they only once worshipped Krishna's lotus feet or surrendered to Krishna's lotus feet completely, then not even in the dream they will see the Yamadutas. And to prove this, or to emphasize this, I will now tell you this history from the Puranas with this Brahmana from Kanyakupcha and so on and so on. And so this was another point I wanted to make. Maybe I should stop. No, this goes too long. Anyway, to come to an end. So, in this way, we should understand we should go in the into the footsteps of Achamil, but in the footsteps, not when he was a Brahmana and then become degraded. We should hear this conversation from Srimad Bhagavatam, or every day we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and then act accordingly from the conclusion of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and then follow the footsteps of Achamil when he went to Hardwar and become very serious about spiritual life. And so when we see that we are properly engaged and guided in devotional service, then we should have no doubt that we will go back to the spiritual world. We should very eager to go back to the spiritual world, and always be very enthusiastic. But simultaneously, we should also be very patient, geduldig. We should give. We should say, "I will surrender the rest of this life fully to Krishna, or whenever different tests are coming, or when the senses, the different senses." Are and the pushings of the senses comes, or the mind come up, or the false ego, this and that, when these different contaminations came up, we should not become completely bewildered and fix our mind on these contaminations. The point is, when you are engaged in Krishna service, because in the heart there are so many dirty things in, and there are in the mind also so many bad impressions from the past, and when you are engaged in Krishna service, you become purified, and everything when you cook down the milk and make burfi, then so many dirty things come up. And so when we are in devotional service and we see sometimes, there are this and that, I'm attached to this, I'm speculate on this or that, or I make this, I make that, we see these dirty things coming up, we should not be completely shocked and disturbed and say, there is no hope, or come to the conclusion, there is no hope for me, that's too heavy, I have no chance. The point is, we should always go on with this process, and when these 30 things come up, we should take it away from the surface and throw it away and go not to the place where you were, where you where father throw these dirty things and go on heating up, chanting more, distributing more, hearing more nectar, and so on. And also when you see to other devotees say also, your god brothers or other devotees, new devotees or even older devotees, when these dirty things came up, you should not show, now you see dirty, you're still dirty, and so on. You should always see, you should understand how the process is working. And so, with other words, we should not make the mistake, to when these dirty things coming up, to take these dirty things and smear all over us, or especially to others. Now that's your dirty stuff. Now you see, and now we should. That's the problem. We should not make this mistake. We should understand we are all in the hospital, we are all in the shower, and we have to get purified. And so when these things coming up, we should get rid of this stuff and go on with this Krishna conscious activity, especially with the preaching activities. And then when, while engaging like this for many, many years, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, when we are always performing this process and simultaneously propagate this the glories of the holy name, the glories of devotional service, because those devotees who are engaged like this and who are in the cleansing process, they become Vaishnavas, and because they become pure in the heart and become develops all the brahminical, not only brahminical qualities, also the qualities of the Vaishnavas, they understand, I'm saved, especially when I go on like this. But what about all the others, the other Achamils out there? And they, a Vaishnava who is a little purified, or at least can see that the advanced devotees, the spiritual master, he is suffering. He is suffering when he sees the situation in this Kali Yuga, that people, they are completely bereft of spiritual activities, of devotional service. They are not, then never get an opportunity to become in contact with the holy name, and therefore they will go to hell. They have to suffer. But the advanced devotee, they understand. When each and every person who comes in contact with a book of Srila Prabhupada, or when he hears the holy name, when he gets prasada, then it's a question of time till Krishna make arrangement that he can go back to the spiritual world. We can see even Achamil, he was only pious at the beginning, but then even to him Krishna made arrangements. Somehow he get a book at the end of his life. That means he could hear the conversation. And so actually, we can see all the people, although today they do not live a pious life like Achamil in his youth, but we know all the great acharyas in the past and also present on this planet. They are praying to Krishna that Krishna conscious will take over this planet, that Krishna appears in form of the holy name, in form of Srimad Bhagavatam, in form of this Krishna conscious movement more and more, in order to save these conditioned souls and connect them with Krishna. And so in this way the Vaishnavas perform also the pious activities for the living entities, and therefore Krishna, because Krishna sees the deep and intense desire of the Vaishnavas, who are eager or who are complete attracted to devotional service and fully engaged in devotional service themselves, and who have the desire that the Krishna's glories, the glories of the holy name, goes out to the society and reach so many people. So when Krishna, in this way, Krishna rewards, or how is that?
Rewards, and so,
but by his mercy, the devotees get empowered, and they can, and they appear practically like the Vishnu Dutas on the scene, on the battlefield. It's only a question of time till all these persons give up their bodies and become dragged down, get grabbed by the Yamadutas, and will have to go to these hellish planets. But actually, we are coming before the Vishnu Dutas. Maybe there are some who are already have chanted the holy name, but the devotees they give to people these books, and the effect will be that the Yamadutas will not come, and the persons they will get a chance in the future to learn more about this Krishna consciousness philosophy, or to come again in contact with devotees, with the books of Srila Prabhupada. Maybe generation, some, then it's some lifetime. But Prabhupada confirms this many times, hundreds and thousands of statements he made, that everyone who get a book or came in contact with the Sankirtan movement by became a book of Srila, of him, then he is saved, and it's only a question of time till he will attain the same destination than Achamil. And therefore, knowing this, or the devotees who are engaged in Krishna service, in these preaching activities, or especially us, for us, it should be a great inspiration to hear this story, to become very sincere, ourselves become very sincere, and to save the whole world by distributing this transcendental knowledge, by distributing the holy name, to performing Sankirtan Yagya. And in this way, we have to understand, when in every country all over the world, when there are only a handful of devotees who understand this point, who are completely convinced that by this book distribution, the Krishna appears in the society, all the people will get the greatest benefit out of it, and the Kali Yuga will be stopped, and Krishna will appear and establish the real Dharma, and so on. Then when those devotees, when they are fully engaged in, or have full faith in Krishna and praying to Krishna that they can be engaged in Krishna service and serve him, so that Krishna can appear through the devotee's hand. Praktisch, we have to understand, when we are distributing the books of Srila Prabhupada, then Krishna appears all over the world through the hands of the devotee. Actually, it's the way he appears. It's done like this, and therefore we should try our best and go on with this preaching more and more, and then the result will be that after 20, 30, 50 years, when all over the world such as some devotees is, when in every country is a yatra with some devotees who are nicely supported from other devotees, and they can go out on the front line, on the battlefield, and hand out these wonderful books, then it's possible that all the people or all the living entities who take birth on a human form on this planet get a book of Srila Prabhupada. Actually, this should be the the goal or the standard of this Krishna conscious movement, that everyone who takes birth on this planet, we should give him a book of Srila Prabhupada. At least we should give him the chance to receive a book of Srila Prabhupada. Then the point is, those who are accepting the book, take the book at home, maybe even they do not read them, they are saved. And those who avoid it like anything, or try to snatch the book, or the devotee harm him, then they do commit so much such a sinful activities that they get heavy or severely punished, and they have to show, or with other words, those who are completely against Krishna conscious, against the Sankirtan movement, who are complete demoniac, they cannot hide their face and pollute the society or mislead others. And so when they do not accept these books from the devotees, Prabhupada's books, or the Sankirtan movement, then when their time is over to live in this body, they will throw down to the lower region. And all the people, all these people who receive the books of Srila Prabhupada, although maybe they have such a bad Vergangenheit, past, and right now it's completely entangled and always already completely senile, complete wiped out. They cannot change anything more. But at least they will get the opportunity to take birth again on this planet in a new body, or maybe to become 1, 2, 3 times. Have to go a little to a lower species of life, but they will come back to can take birth in a human form of life on this planet, where still the Sankirtan movement is present, and get the next opportunity to make next step and next step. And so the point is, when we are give to all the people on this planet, or as many people as possible on this planet, the books of Srila Prabhupada, when we connect them with this Sankirtan movement, then there will, after some time, only people who are who have received in the last life a book of Srila Prabhupada, or are already had some connection. You say like this? Had some connection with the Sankirtan movement, they take birth. And with other words, after some generation, or even after some years, all these people who take birth on this planet, they become very much inclined to Krishna conscious, to a spiritual life. And for the devotees, it's very easy to spread Krishna conscious. It becomes a very fertilized field of preaching, and especially the books of Srila Prabhupada, they will be there, even though maybe very old, or devotees that distribute books like anything, or more and more. And then the people there are they get in the previous life already a little purified, and now they get a new body and fresh intelligence and everything. The mind is maybe not anymore so disturbed, and they can understand the philosophy. And in this way, we can a little imagine what will happen in the future. But everything is depending on this book distribution. With other words, everything is depending on the devotees, on the mercy of the devotees. Krishna says this. We have read this yesterday in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That actually, it's Prabhupada in the purport says that he was also there. No. When it was about Vasudev Datta, he said that actually it's completely in the hand of the devotees, of his devotees, that even material world exists or not. They decide this. Of course, Krishna is inspiring them and make all arrangements. But we can see, we can be devotees, and we hear so much, or we received instructions to spread the Sangatam mission as best that we can, and go out on book distribution as many devotees as possible, and do our best. We can hear this instruction and can execute this or not. We can see, for instance, we are going to a town or to a city, and then we can stay in the Sangatan van and read the whole day, for instance, and take prasadam and gently mourn. So, and we do not go out or do not even leave the temple. But when we go out, then we can maybe connect 50 or 100 people with Krishna, save these people. So in this way we can say it's in the hands of the devotees by their conditioned souls out there. They are completely dependent on the mercy of the devotees when they are, if they like to go out or not, if they do not like, they are completely sind einfach ausgeliefert den devotees, how you say this? Yeah. Anyway. So and to always have this Sankirtan spirit, or this understanding, and this determination and the and power on the front line, we have also to be ourselves very strict. We have to be very strict. Then we can go again back to this. Analyse that we gave before, when we want to be fully engaged in the Sankirtan movement, we have to chant very strictly, very carefully, and in order to do this we have to be very humble, and to be humble we have to understand we are not this body. It cooks down like this. With other words, as Srila Prabhupada 3-4 times says, very directly in the purport of Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam, nobody can stop this Krishna conscious movement. And this Sankirtan movement, it will spread all over the world. The only condition is that the devotees, especially the leaders of this Krishna conscious society, they have to follow very strictly the four regulative principle and chant every day 16 rounds. Then nobody can stop them. It will spread like anything. So you can cook down like this, and when you can see when it's done like this, then automatically when such devotees read Srimad Bhagavatam, they come to this conclusion and they go to from hearing from transcendental intelligence directly into action and go out and thank them. Okay. Ich glaube, Fragen haben wir keine Zeit mehr. Okay. Yes. One question or two about. Maybe somebody can go down and ask when Prasadam is ready. Appreciate. Anyway,
Vishnu Bhagavan recently he explained this, and he said normally when somebody attacks the devotees or destroying books or stealing books or whatsoever, or harm the devotees or attack the movement or this, then normally such persons should be killed or should be severely punished. But that's not our business. Normally there are kshatriyas, they are doing this. There are kshatriyas, and right now the kshatriyas they are not here. And therefore we should tolerate this. That means not when somebody blaspheming devotees or Krishna, we should stand there and tolerate this. No, we should leave the place, go away. Sometimes you can see there is a situation when somebody is stealing books, for instance, and you see he's not so determined, then you try, you attack him or take him the book away. But when you see this, he's so determined, when you start to make troubles come on the physical platform, then it becomes a complete disaster. And also devotees, especially us, Vishnu Bhat says this also, devotees in general, they are very skinny, not so strong like these meat eating oxen. Anyway, we are not so strong, and therefore the best thing is to leave the place. Maybe one or other have strong body and that can beat them, but normally we should leave the place, we should avoid such things. And we can see those who have this attitude, then Krishna wants these devotees, no, don't give to this person the book, or don't go to this place. And with other words, those devotees who are depending completely on Krishna, then Krishna guides them, saves them in a very comfortable way. But those who are thinking, no, when a demon comes, I will smash him, and in this way is not dependent on Krishna, then Krishna will send him some demons, and then he gets also enough on the head. Then he thinks, well, maybe it's better to surrender to Krishna, depend on Krishna. And also, when you, for instance, let's say somebody is stealing a book, and then you make a big trouble and start beating the person, and then you broke something, an arm, or falling down, then you can distribute thousands. That will be the cause that thousands of books will not be distributed, for instance. Therefore, we have to work a little bit with intelligence. And also, Vishnu Bhat said we should not play God. That your question was that they will not have to suffer when we beat them. No, that's not the way. As I told you, we are no kshatriyas, and those who are really rascals and demons, Krishna will punish them. There is enough other people we can give the mercy. We give the mercy to the conditioned souls in giving them the holy name, the books of Srila Prabhupada, and the good impression, not to beat them. Vishnu Bhat says, when you do this, that's more or less playing God, to punish them. Should not be known. It's also not good for the consciousness, you know this. Of course, when maybe there is a devotee, when there is a devotee, for instance, and some demon makes them troubles or beats them, and you came, then of course you smash this person with it. So that's another. Depend on the situation, then Krishna will give the intelligence, but still you should depend on Krishna, then everything will happen. Like Vishnu Bhat once told that in the old days in America there was this Pragosh, I think it was Pragosh, and then there was also, so I think butchers, 5, 6, or 7 heavy guys, they surrounded him and wanted to make him finish. And then you can see here what he did. Krishna gave him the intelligence. He took his wig out of from his head. He has complete shaved head, and then he was screaming like anything, and screaming shouting, Sringa, Sringa Dev, and they became completely stirred and run in all directions. You can see then. But when you do not depend on Krishna, then you immediately jump on them and start to beat, and of course you have no chance. You understand? Depend on the situation, but a devotee means he's always dependent on Krishna. Then whatever happened. Okay, you have now something? Welche Anhaftung willst du loswerden?
Nein, also wenn du einmal angehaftet bist, dann
ja.
Und mit der Zeit merkst du, dass die ist mega leidvoll, du gibst es das Liste aufzugeben und dann wird man ein bisschen gleich denken. Wie kann man das, dass diese Schwelle, dass man diese Schwelle übersteigen kann, dass man die
Yeah, you should understand this. Actually, when we go out of the temple, we have to understand we are, the temple is like a camp. And when we are going out of the temple to the preaching field, that means we dive, we go into the Kali Yuga area, to the material world, but we, when we are there, there is only one thing to do, to fight. And for us, fight means to be engaged in Krishna service. We have to understand, I'm performing this service for the satisfaction of Krishna, and Krishna is very satisfied when we pass out the books. And so, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, in the morning when the conchal, when the sun raised, then they blow the conchal and then they went on the battlefield. They went on the battlefield and then there was nothing else to do than to fight. You cannot be on the battlefield and not fight. Then they will kill you. You understand? And similarly, when we are out on the street, we, especially for book distributors who have stock of books, there's nothing else to do than distribute the books and approach people one after another and try the best and depend on Krishna. There's nothing else to do than to fight, than for us to distribute these books. And for Arjuna, for instance, there was nothing else to do to kill the enemies and to fight like anything. He could not say, no, I do not know what, I have forgotten what Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, maybe I should become still a mendicant and sit down and study a little and they will kill them. And similarly us, when we are out and things we have now, we have to slow down, maybe us, we do not understand what we are doing, we have to slow down, we take it easy. Then we give Maya the opportunity to pollute us. Then when you come to this point, when you see you are attached, then you have to understand you should go on with distribution and remember Krishna, and when this is not working, then you should go back to the Sankirtan van or to some secluded place and open a book and read books or chant Hare Krishna or go to the temple, but not slow on the battlefield, slow down. You understand? Also in when there is war, the Kshatriyas, when there was on the battlefield, when they are exhausted and also verwounded, in short. Yeah. Anyway, they also then, they have to go, they next day maybe, the chariot driver, they must bring them back to the camp. And so that it can become cured again. And so for us it's the same. We have to be honest. We have to be honest and we have to see how our condition is. And when we see we have to read more, then read more. When you say, when you realize that you have not chanted very good, and now you are disturbed outside, you see only sense of objects and this or that, then you better you do something about it. Don't space around. You understand the point? You have, as only you can find when you are out. There's nothing else to do. As soon as you think there is something else to do out there, take it easy, then it's very dangerous. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.